Hello, you have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is DeMonte. Are you a returning caller?
Hey, DeMonte. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, sir. Are you a returning caller?
Yes.
No problem. So I see what you did. Give us a call on yesterday and stated that you give us a call today for service.
Yes. Yeah, everything should be set. She had everything, all the addresses and everything.
Yes, 1 second, sir. Your name is Daniel Gomez, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Your call book number is 708-654-5635, is that correct?
Yep, 5635.
No problem. Would you like to receive mobile text updates with the status of your service?
Yes, yes.
Message and data rates may apply. I'll be right with you. 1 second, sir. And also, sir, what's the year, make, and model of the vehicle you're calling about on today?
It's a 2013 Buick Verano.
So, yes, with the policy number that I have from your previous ticket, it's pulling up a different vehicle. It's pulling up a 2012 Ford Fusion.
That's my wife's car.
So, yeah, that's the only vehicle that I see on the policy as of now. Give me 1 second, sir.
Thank you. Hello?
Yes, I'm still here. Just give me a few more seconds to be right with you. 1 second. And the color of the vehicle is black, is that correct?
Yes.
Yes, 1 second, Mr. Gomez, I'll be right with you. 1 second, sir.
Okay.
And the reason for breakdown is electrical problems. Is that correct?
Yes.
The type of service that you were set up for was a... One second. Was a flatbed tow. And it shows here that the vehicle can shift outside of park. It's not a four-wheel. And also, this service is not a result of an accident. Is that correct, sir?
Yes. Did she give you the address to pick up and the drop off?
Yes, sir. I do have everything on the PO here. Just to verify, Mr. Gomez, that you will be the person with the vehicle. Is that correct?
That, what was that? I'm sorry.
Just to verify that you will be the person with the vehicle. Is that correct?
No.
Will someone else be present, or what exactly?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, somebody will be present.
No problem. Can I have the name of the person that will be present with the vehicle?
it's at a shop. I don't know his name.
So the vehicle is at a repair shop?
Yes, and I wanted it from the repair shop to the dealership.
One second, sir.
Why?
She may have to pay out of pocket for the service due to the vehicle being at a repair shop.
No, I don't.
One second.
Oh, my God. You make it so difficult.
No, sir. Just with our policy, we are unable to tow from repair facilities. With the repair shop is a repair facility. So the service will be out of pocket in order for it to assist with servicing the vehicle, sir.
I got it. I got it shipped there with you guys. You guys the one that brought it to the mechanic shop.
That's what I'm stating, sir. We wouldn't be able to tow from the repair shop, is what I'm stating to you. The service will be out of pocket in order for us to assist in getting the vehicle towed from the repair shop to another repair shop.
Oh, my God. They didn't try to tow it to the repair shop.
It just, with our policy here, we wouldn't be able to tow from repair shops. If the vehicle was somewhere else besides a repair shop, then we would have been able to assist, sir, with you being covered.
It's like right off the expressway. It's not a repair shop, so.
Yeah, you did recently say the vehicle's at a repair shop, sir. You want the vehicle towed to another, the dealership.
I need it towed to the dealership.
That's what I'm saying, sir, from a repair shop. We wouldn't be able to assist from giving the vehicle towed to the repair shop on where it's located as of now, unless you're willing to pay out of pocket for the service. It's just you wouldn't be being. Go ahead, sir.
You guys the one that towed it to the Moni address.
I'm aware of that, sir. But with our policy, we wouldn't be able to tow from. No problem, sir.
Oh my God, man.
No problem, sir. So as of now, we'll be getting you transferred. One second, sir.
I just don't get it why they couldn't just, they told it there.